Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many today, day 15 of 2020 Thrive. And before I head out, I just want to take these few moments to tune in with you all as I've been tuning in with heaven, just some of my God thoughts and what the Lord has been pouring into me. I just want to pour out to you. And in fact, Jesus is so kind. Before I went live with this, I sensed the Lord say to my heart, putting yourself out there is useless, but pouring Christ out there is priceless. Isn't that beautiful? If we can just take that for our lives, we're not about ever putting ourselves out there, but when our lives are in Christ, we want to pour Jesus out through our lives. We want him to saturate, and I'm going to be speaking on that a little bit more through this broadcast today, to saturate, to anoint our lives, that we will display the beauty of Jesus, because there's nothing else this world needs to see. Doesn't need me, but it does need Jesus in me, and this world needs Jesus in you. So I want to encourage you to walk confidently in these days that we're living in. The scripture came to me that how each generation should set its hope anew on God, on the Lord. And in this time of reset and change and all that is happening right now and all that the Lord has been showing is going to be uncovered, unveiled, revealed. It's already started, hasn't it, with US President Trump and all of the declassified documents that he has laid out around the killings of JF Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, and Martin Luther King. What a revealing, what an unconcealing, as has already been going out by the word of the Lord, that we would be seeing that revealing. And it's happening in real time, right before our eyes. And the Lord wants us to find, as I keep saying, that rest in him, in the reset, and we're going to be a part of seeing all that the Lord is doing and partnering with the Lord and releasing his presence, his power, his authority, his words of life, his miracles through our lives at this time. But in this time of the reset, in this time of change, the Lord brought this to me and I looked it up in the scriptures, Psalm 78, 4-8. Let me just read it to you. We will not hide these truths from our children. Oh, our children, how the enemy, how that snake has done all he could to infiltrate with wicked ideologies into the mindsets of our children, gender, wrong mindsets, all of the wrong sexual mindsets, all of the education system that the enemy had sought to infiltrate into. But I'm praying that as we're seeing America now bring common sense and godly change in the decrees that have been going out just this week, I'm praying that those are going to travel far and wide and that they're going to be incorporated once again into our nation and into whatever nation that you're listening from, so that we can see the nations return to Jesus once again. We will not hide these truths from our children. We're going to take truth back and we're going to be a voice of truth increasingly on the earth. We will tell the next generation about the glorious deeds of the Lord and about his wonders, his power and mighty works. For he issued his laws to Jacob. He gave his instructions to Israel. We don't want the wrong laws of man. We want the godly laws incorporated so that our societies can flourish. We want our laws in our lands to line up with God's blessed best and with God's instructions that he gives to us in his word. For he issued his laws to Jacob and his instructions to Israel. He commanded our ancestors to teach them to their children so the next generation might know them, even the generation and the children not yet born, and they in turn will teach their own children. So each generation, verse 7, should set its hope, its confidence. Hope, biblical hope, isn't wishy-washy like the world's hope. Maybe it'll happen. Oh, I hope that next year I can go to Disney. It's not wishy-washy. Maybe it will, maybe it won't. Biblical hope means a confident expectation of God. So each generation should set its hope anew on God. Each generation should set its confidence anew on God. And I'm going to declare this over your life and over your family. Every life, every man, woman of God, every family, every church, let us set in this reset, let us set our confident expectation on God. Then we're not going to be disappointed. Not on man, but on his word that will stand forever. And then that hope, look how the Lord is saying, anew. He is making new right before our eyes. He is wanting to make new for you. He is going to make all things new. There is nothing impossible with our God, and nothing that he can't do and he won't do for you. Whatever your situation is, whatever you are facing right now, it may look so tired, it may look so impossible, but the Lord is saying, set your hope, your confidence anew today on me, and I'm going to make new for you. I'm going to make those situations that look impossible, possible for you. I'm going to make those places which seem so impassable for you, possible for you. That's the word and the promise of the Lord. But hey, let me get through this beautiful scripture. So each generation should set its hope, its confident expectation, and its confidence anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles and obeying his word, his laws, his commands. Then they will not be like their ancestors, stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful, refusing to give their hearts to God. The New King James Version says they did not set their hearts aright with God. It is time for us to come away from those stubborn, rebellious, and unfaithful ways and to set our hope, our ways, our lives. Oh, nations, set in this reset, let there be a resetting of our lives and nations upon the Lord, his word, his ways. That's what I'm praying. That's what I'm declaring and decreeing out for these days. On our watch, we won't allow our societies to just go down, but we're going to be praying as we fall to our knees in prayer. The Lord will meet us there. He will revive us there as we repent of all that's not of him, and he will cause us to rise and he'll cause us to thrive in Jesus' mighty name. Reset. In this time of the reset, those who did not set their hearts aright with God, governments, rulers, leaders, whether you're church leaders, it's time to seek the Lord, to set our hearts aright with the Lord. Reset. His divine reset. How beautiful is that? And wow, what an uncovering, what a disclosing, what revealing and unconcealing, just as the Lord prophesied would happen. We're seeing right before our eyes as US President Donald Trump ordered officials, one of the top news stories on Friday, to make plans to declassify the documents relating to three of the most consequential assassinations in US history. This is only the beginning. There is a divine unconcealing. There is a divine uncovering that is happening, and the Lord is revealing hidden works of darkness are being disclosed. And we're going to take the treasures of darkness, the Lord says to his children, those riches that are stored in secret places. Oh, what's God's ultimate treasure in darkness? It's souls. Let's be praying in this reset time, in this time of uncovering and revealing, whenever the world and its darkness is going to be on plain view for all to see, may we be crying out to the Lord for many to come to know Jesus, to come into his light. And his light is going to shine bright this year, the year that is, we know, Hebraically and prophetically and pictorially, the year of the window and light. In Jesus' name, how powerful is that? And in his light, my prayer has been today, I long to see, as you can hear from my heart is God's heart, many come to the Lord. And I only saw this today, read it from an old journal, Spurgeon's words, if you are saved, you must seek to save others. If you have received the light, carry it into the dark places. If you have escaped from the jaw of the lion and the paw of the bear, now go forth to fight with the monster and tear others from his power. That's what we and our lives want to be about in this hour as we arise. Double grace, double power is being released to us in this hour. Double glory, double authority, greater grace, greater power than we've ever known, greater glory and greater authority. And I was only reading last night a story I'd heard around the death of Catherine Kuhlman and the incredible encounter time where heaven seemed to meet earth in her hospital room, the miraculous encounter around her death. I'd heard Benny Hinn share the story, and in fact, he'd brought this nurse on to speak one time, and she shared the testimony that I'm actually going to read to you now because it really sparked something in me. I'm crying out to God at this time for a double portion of his spirit to be upon me, just as was on Elisha. Elisha asked for that double portion. And Catherine Kuhlman was one who walked in the anointing. She knew the miraculous power and works of God. The sick were healed. People in wheelchairs got out of them and walked again freely. People were delivered. The Lord says, those who believe in him, we would be anointed to cast out evil spirits, that we would see the sick healed. We would be able to take anything poisonous. It would not harm us. We'd speak in other tongues, that we would know the works of God Almighty, that we would literally be able to take up serpents. We'll be able to take up and cast out that evil, wicked serpent, that deception from people's lives and from nations in Jesus' name. Let's arise in God's word and in God's authority. And that's the authority that many of the old saints we can think walked in. I believe Catherine Kuhlman, she died in 1976 around that time. So I never got to go to her meetings, and her life story has impacted my life. But let me just read this to you. When Catherine Kuhlman passed away in 1976, all of the power went out in an 800-bed hospital. Her heartbeat should have read as irregular and then moved to flatline. Her heart had been fine, although her organs were failing, but she never went to an irregular heartbeat. Catherine was gone in the blink of an eye. Oh, I'm believing. Do you know, if we're not taken up in that blaze of glory when Christ returns, then our times are in his hands. I pray that we're going to go in that blink of an eye. We're going to be from earth to heaven with him forevermore. Just like Enoch. Enoch walked with God and he was no more. How powerful, how beautiful is that? We're going to know that at the rapture. And we can know that, I'm sure, as Catherine Kuhlman experienced here. Catherine was gone in the blink of an eye. 15 minutes after she passed away, the brand new nurse, her first time on the job, who was an unbeliever, went in to take her pulse. Catherine wasn't cold. Catherine wasn't warm. Catherine was hot. The air in her room was thick and the fragrance was filled with roses. Not a few roses, millions of roses. The head nurse in charge came on the unit to write up the time of death. The time was 1:13 a.m. on February the 20th. She chastised the new nurse for allowing roses on the ICU floor. Flowers aren't allowed in the ICU. The scent of roses didn't fill one room or one floor, but four floors of the hospital were overtaken by the scent of roses. The scent then permeated across the underpass that was connected to the hospital and then across the street and into the adjoining hospital. There were no roses on the floor or in Catherine's room, but that's where the fragrance originated from. The new nurse said that she and the other nurse could barely stand in the room because the presence of the Holy Spirit was so overwhelming. The weight of glory. Isn't that what we are longing for? His anointing upon us that prepares us for God's glory. The full weight of God's presence is what the glory of God is. The full weight of Father Jesus' Holy Spirit flooding environments, flooding our lives, flooding our churches, bringing revival. I'm believing for it. The full weight of glory. When they checked the notes from the previous nurse, she had scribbled Catherine Kuhlman's final words and her last request. I shall die on February the 20th, get this, at 1:13 a.m. Oh, wow, how closely she knew the Lord. She walked with the Lord. She heard the voice of the Lord. Please have only roses at my funeral. Isn't that incredible? The new unbelieving nurse dropped in a chair, weeping, having been touched by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Oh, to leave this world in that kind of glory. To bring just one more into the kingdom at your death and be greeted with roses. Catherine was met with millions of roses and the voice, I'm sure, of her first love is what they said here. And I'm sure she heard those beautiful words that we will all, I pray, one day hear, well done, good and faithful one. Beautiful. 2 Corinthians 2, 14 to 17 reads, but thank God he has made us his and continues to lead us along in Christ's triumphal procession. Now he uses us to spread the knowledge of Christ everywhere, like a sweet perfume. Our lives are a Christ-like fragrance rising up to God, but his fragrance is perceived differently by those who are being saved and by those who are perishing, by those who are accepting Christ as their saviour and by those who are rejecting Christ as their saviour, basically. To those who are perishing, we are a dreadful smell of death and doom. But to those who are being saved, we are a life-giving perfume. And who is adequate for such a task as this? You see, we are not like the many hucksters, those who are peddlers, another translation said, who preach for personal profit. We preach the word of God with sincerity and with Christ's authority, knowing that God is watching us. Is your prayer today like mine, to be that aroma of Christ among those who are perishing, that they may come to the saving grace and realization of Jesus Christ as their Lord? And among those who are accepting him as well, that we can help others to grow, we can disciple others, and that we can release his fragrance. May the fragrance of Jesus be released through you and through me everywhere we go. That's the destiny that he has for every one of us. And my prayer has been, oh Lord, show me your glory. And just as Elijah said to Elisha, who, let me read very quickly, he said, Elisha replied, please let me inherit a double share of your spirit and become your successor. That was his response to Elijah whenever he knew that he was going to be taken from him. You have asked a difficult thing, Elijah replied, but if you see me when I am taken from you, then you will get your request, but if not, then you won't. In other words, if you don't, you won't. What the Lord showed me through this is for a double portion of God's Spirit. It's costly. Catherine Kuhlman is one who would say it cost her everything. The anointing, salvation is free. The anointing, the glory of God, will cost everything because the Lord is coming with his precious anointing, with the fullness of his Holy Spirit, his glory, to those he can trust to take it, not to use it for their own ambitions, their own power, their own sake, but all for his glory and all for God's story to be the to be written in the lives of multitudes of people that he wants to bring home to his heart. The double portion of God's Spirit is for the life lived close to Jesus. All eyes on Jesus alone is the prize, not distracted by the things of this world, not distracted and taken away in doubt by the troubles that assail them and that they go through, and distracted by all that's going on around, or even within you, those fiery darts that can shoot at yours and my heart. They want to distract us, to take us away from trusting in Jesus. No matter what you go through, no matter what you're going through right now, put your faith and confidence and trust in Jesus, because great is your reward, as you will see from this. The mountains may crumble around you, even when the blessings seem to be pulled from underneath you, the enemies taunting you and mocking you. The one who, through all this, will see only Jesus, will keep their eye on the prize, keep their eyes on Christ, whilst all else seems to be taken from them. That is the one that God will be able to entrust that double portion of his Spirit to. Those who do not, will not see it, receive it. Those who don't, then you won't be able to partake. And then we miss out. Miss it, we miss out on the greatest purpose we were called for. It's not a calling for one, but it's the calling for all who would come to him in complete surrender. I know this is a little bit of a deep one now, but deep calls to deep. And I'm calling Spirit to the Spirit in you. God has a double portion for you in this time. As you surrender all, you'll be able to receive and release his glory in and through you, in and through your churches. If you see Jesus when that which stands to you for everything is taken from you, you will have a double portion. If you don't, you won't. Keep your eyes on Jesus, no matter what you're going through today. I can't emphasize that enough. And no matter what comes this year, and walk in his anointing, walk in the fullness of his Spirit, and know the glory of the Lord with you. In Jesus' mighty name, let's trust him, let's know him, let's be the fragrance of Jesus, and let's not leave the anointed lives to those who've gone before. Let's not leave the glory of God to generations past, because this is double portion time, and this is the generation that God is calling us in this reset time to set our hearts anew on the Lord. And in closing, so each generation should set its hope anew on God, not forgetting his glorious miracles, but instead manifesting his glorious miracles, the fragrance of Christ, and releasing his blessings everywhere we go in Jesus' mighty name. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word today. We ask, Lord, that you would anoint us in these days that we get to be alive, that, Lord, as this generation now arises in this reset time, we set our hope, our confidence anew on you. We cry out to you, Lord, anoint us. Lord, appoint us to display your glory in these days. Glory days in every way, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. See you tomorrow. God bless you.